spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording.
So am I.
Oh, good.
This is one of those where we're both, you want to go to sleep. I want to go back and do cardio. It's like, which nobody real, start I mean, talking until we start recording. Just get it over with.
The way I sleep is kind of like cardio.
Right.
I mean, my heart is probably going as fast as if I was running a mile.
Oh, for sure.
So, no wonder I'm in such great shape.
Yeah, well, that's a nice thing. That's one of the there's so many benefits too.
Anxiety, panic attacks,
yes.
Depression.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
You're exercising in your sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the benefits of meth addiction.
Yeah.
Just sitting there picking your face for 6 hours, you might as well run the Boston Marathon.
Right. Also, you're doing an at-home facial. It's called self-care.
Oh, that's funny. There was something on the local NPR this morning I was listening to about drinking. They do a lot of stuff on drinking on the NPR here, which I think is maybe because everyone in St. Louis, as you know from coming here, is actively trying to kill themselves with drugs and alcohol and cigarettes.
Right.
And bad driving and terrible barbecue.
Right.
Just everything. It's just, you know, I'm living. I'm living my life. You
right.
know what I
we
mean?
We get it. St. Louis is cooler than New York. We get it.
Yeah. People have said it forever. Everyone's
people
always
wake up,
known.
They're like, we got to die ASAP. It's 8:30 in the morning, and I'm not dead. I'm not doing
what
something
the fuck?
Right.
Something's wrong. I woke up again. Shit. But it was like a whole thing about drinking and, people drinking too much and which one of the things they would do is like if you have 3 drinks a week, women, ladies, you have like a 15% higher chance of breast cancer. 3 drinks a week, which I'm like, okay, so oh, hello.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Hello. That yeah. guy loves breast cancer.
Speaking of, he heard that's a New York cab driver
he heard
that heard yeah, he heard breast.
He was like, hello.
He was like, honk, honk, have some honkers?
That's what I'm going to do to him. Honk, honk.
Yeah, hello.
I'm
going to
honk him. So basically, I'm just saying, us and all of our listeners, Wendy quit drinking and she still has 3 drinks a week.
Yeah. It
that
still
constitutes
is a
being sober, having 3 drinks a week.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know anyone that, unless they're pregnant. And then they only have 3 drinks a week.
Well, and 3 drinks of what? Were they specific? Because... Were they like,
water.
I mean, is it like...
If you have 3 drinks of water a week.
If you have 3 drinks of... I don't know what they mean by alcohol. Are they talking like alcohol, like hydrogen peroxide? Because 3 drinks of that would be bad for you.
Really quick. Hydrogen peroxide and rubbing alcohol are 2 different things. Yes? You're aware of this?
I think we've had this conversation on another episode. Rubbing out. What's the one that when you drink...
You die, but you can't. You can like gargle with hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
Oh, hydrogen. Hydrogen. I've had a lot of hydrogen peroxide this morning.
Right.
So
that's the one you can gargle with. There's also a difference between hydrogen peroxide and hydrogen. And that's the one you can gargle, and that's you remember by that's the sound it makes.
Yes.
When you
when
try to say
it
while you're doing it.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, if you're 3 drinks of what? 3 drinks of nail polish remover increases your chance of cancer.
Did you say that weird?
Chance of cancer? Fuck,
yeah,
yes,
okay.
I did.
I just wanted
God
to
damn
make...
it.
I'm so tired. That was one where I was like, did I make that in my head? Nope.
And
you made it with your mouth.
And let me tell you this. When I said it for half a second, I stopped and I thought, good work. Nailed it. I truly was like, well, that was a tricky one, and you nailed it.
Good job, buddy.
You know, the children's book, Cloudy with a Chance of Chancer. Excuse me.
I love that movie. Bill Hader's great in that.
I've never seen it.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, big fan.
Kids' movies don't really get me off.
Well, that's a weird way to word that, I'd say, because I don't think they get me off either, but I do enjoy them.
Well,
unless Bill Hader's in it, then I enjoy it, and it gets me off.
Right.
Two birds, one stone.
Bill Hader is a hot tamale. I fucking love that guy. Now, I do want to tell you, let me explain to you and the people listening, because I know you're tired. So I have been going through this thing where I've been sleeping like 12, 13 hours a day. Like very depressed. And I know what it is. And it finally broke. And so I'm back to my normal routine of...
not sleeping.
Again, still cold sober, sleeping 6 hours. I woke up and like had burned, like burned calorie. Woke up with my heart rate was at like 90. I'm like, this can't be good. So I got up, did a bunch of stuff, and then I was like, try to not eat. Because if you eat, a lot of times if you don't eat, you get tired and you can sleep. But then I forgot that when I was depressed a couple days ago, I bought a bunch of carrot cake and cinnamon bun ice cream. So to motivate myself to the gym.
Is it carrot cake and cinnamon ice cream or carrot cake, comma, cinnamon ice cream?
Carrot cake, comma, cinnamon bun ice cream. So I, today, because I was like, you need to go work out to get all this nervous energy out. And then I was kind of shaky and I'm like, okay, but you have to have fuel for your body. And so I had a great workout. So I had half a piece of carrot cake and 2 spoonfuls of ice cream before I went to the gym. And I feel great.
That's a great pre-gym workout. It's everything you need.
Yes, I'm on a sugar high.
It's like a Gatorade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is like a Gatorade.
It is. It's a Gatorade you can chew.
Which also Gatorade makes.
Right.
If you're not into like name brand stuff, you know.
Right. You can just steal sugar packets from your local whatever. Put it in water. And it's carrot cake. Is that what we're selling to
that's
people?
That's how, as someone who owns a bakery.
Right. Is that how you make bread?
That's how you make carrot cake. No, that's how you make carrot cake. It's crazy. It's all, you know how everything's just branding and words. And what do words even mean? If you listen to this podcast, you know nothing to us.
Right.
Carrot cake. All you need to make carrot cake, sugar and water.
Yep.
It's just like Vincent D'Onofrio and Men in Black. You just need sugar water.
Yeah. It's all the same. Well, and I was talking specifically about a breakfast carrot cake, which, I mean, I don't have to explain to you. You're a baker.
Why did you pause me? Did I pause
someone's
you?
Someone's calling me.
No.
Let me hit decline.
Decline?
You know who was calling me?
Who?
Fraud risk.
Oh, good. I don't get those. I mean, I get them, but it never says fraud risk or
I get, really?
Whatever. Yes.
Mine gives me fraud risk and spam risk.
Yeah, I don't get those.
Yeah, I get it. Do you ever get those voicemails where it's like they leave a voicemail and they're like, we're the IRS and we're in front of your house.
Oh, I have
some.
We should. That would be a fun mash. I save all of mine. I have ones that are like a robot voice and it's like, we have called the local cops. They will be at your address. Please, there is a problem with your taxes. It's like, wait, this is the government. Like, wait a second. I don't.
This is the government. There is a problem with your taxes. Also, you have a cans of chancer. The cops are on their way to your house.
That's like the local cops. Like, oh, yeah. What an official fucking phone call, you dum-dums.
And we all know. Do we know anything about the police and the federal government? If they're coming to bust you and take you to jail,
they don't let you know. They don't give you a heads up, too.
They give you a courtesy call. That's all those drug busts and the people you see. That's Jeffrey Epstein. I bet they called him a bunch, and it's like, well, that's what you get for not checking your voicemail.
Okay, well, here's the thing. They did call Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, that's
Jeffrey Epstein's. He got loads of chances. They were like, buddy, could you just stop fucking children? Like, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Just look, like, we're gonna put you in jail. This is the 6th time we've been here. This month.
Right.
Please just stop fucking kids. For like a second. Just like take a quick break.
Right. If you could, how about this? We're going to do a surprise. It's like a piss test for drugs. What we're going to do is we're going to show up randomly.
I like where this is going.
Instead of make you take a drug test, we're going to just show up randomly. And if you're not actively fucking a child,
you're in the clear. Good job.
If we randomly show up to do a check on you and you don't actively have your body melded with that of a child, we're done. We're done here. We'll burn all the files.
There's like lots and lots of reasons I love the 17 people that listen to this podcast. Number one being they're all close personal friends of ours.
Right.
But one of the reasons is I'm pretty confident that while they're listening, not a single person who subscribes to this podcast is fucking a child.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Or committing any act of hate. I think that I'm pretty sure.
Well, they're doing...
And
yeah,
if you are... I guess listening to this podcast by some could be considered an act of hate.
Right. Well, it's an act of hate on yourself. Yeah. This is a deep dedication to self-hate to listen to this podcast.
Oh my God.
And you got up at the ass crack. What time did you wake up today?
I woke up at 4. I did not need to.
So now Megan was on TV again today.
I was.
Yeah.
Preston watched it. He said it was really good.
Oh, you went by yourself?
No. We both did it, but I can't. I will not watch it.
Oh.
No, thank you.
It'll be fun. Watch it.
No.
Watch it.
I didn't watch the last one. Will not watch this one.
All right. We're going to find a way to make this happen.
It's one thing to listen to yourself, to see yourself and see speech come out of your face. I got to say this. I didn't fuck up a single word.
Good job.
I didn't mention this podcast, which, huge relief.
I didn't mention this podcast. I didn't mention my pussy more than 3 times,
baking. People like that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And especially when you're doing fingers that are dipped in blood. I mean, that's ripe for...
Where'd the blood come from, you know what I mean?
Where'd the blood come from, where are these fingers going?
Hello.
Okay.
I did... One of the girls, one of the hosts wanted to like take pictures of me and Preston afterwards to like post to her Instagram, which is very sweet. Awesome. And I was like, I took a picture like holding the finger and I so badly wanted to put it in my nose. Like it was like, That would be a funny picture. But I'm like, oh wait, but I'm selling a food product.
Right.
I probably shouldn't put said food product in an orifice.
Right.
But like, it's funny.
Right, other than your mouth, because that's where food goes.
True.
Other than that, that's the only place you can put it.
Well, food can go really anywhere. I'm doing a lot of, like, talking out of the side of my mouth episode, and I am into it.
Yeah. Well, and I especially like it because your earbuds are still, like, the microphone is still not working. So I'm picking up your audio
are you serious?
I'm picking up your audio, I think, from your phone. So it's not as...
Oh! See, now there's something wrong with my phone because I'm not using my earbuds. I'm using Preston's earbuds.
Yeah, it sounds... So you sound far away, and so it's probably just that it's coming through from the phone, which is fine. I can still hear you. But so when you do the out of the side of your mouth thing, then it's even more fun for me because it gets like actually creepy where I'm like...
Can I hear you? No.
Is she really talking about either her pussy or plotting murder with my cat?
So weird. I don't know.
Or maybe the volume's down. Who knows? I mean, it's fine. But I do like the side of the mouth thing because it's a mystery even to me.
Well, I turned you up. Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
No. Yes?
Maybe. Let's just keep going.
Let's just pretend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great. Fantastic.
Yeah. I hear like a lot of crackling sounds. And I know it's not going to pick up on this audio, so I shouldn't even mention it. Maybe I'll cut it out. Maybe I won't. Maybe it's spooky for the listeners.
It's spooky.
If I hear crackling sounds and they don't hear anything because it's...
And there's no audio on my end. Right. People are like, best episode ever.
There's no audio.
I only had to two one of you out.
What if it's just the crackling?
Oh, God. I could only wish. What a dream that would be if this episode, neither of our audio got recorded.
Right.
Then you guys finally get the episode we've been long promising of an hour of silence.
Right. With just a weird crackling kind of mic and wire sounds. And I know you guys can't hear it, but it sounds spooky to me. And, you know, in scary movies, they always say that's the scariest is the stuff that you don't see. So that's
that is
like
true.
So that's the podcast. The scariest, if you don't hear it, it's even scarier because I could just be having a psychotic break.
Yeah, if you don't hear this podcast, it's even funnier if you don't listen.
Right.
That's a great selling point. Let's change the bio on iTunes.
Yeah. It's
subscribe and just never pair it to, listen to it in your car, but never pair it to your Bluetooth.
Right. The enjoyable part, it's like jazz. The best part are the jokes that we don't say.
Yep. And if you don't like it, it's just that you don't fucking get it.
Yeah. And maybe, man, you need to grow the fuck up.
Yeah. We're too fucking highbrow for a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, I was going to try to yes and that, but I.
Nope, but impossible.
Could not.
Where do you go from there? Where do you go from that big of a lie?
Well, what I want to know is, so you woke up at 4. I want to hear about the TV thing. So you woke up, did you go to sleep at all? Because, like...
Yeah, no, I went to bed at, like, 8.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, you slept all the way through.
It was a really long weekend. Well, I think I'm just going to wake up at 4 person.
Yeah.
Which I'm not excited about, but I need, like, some sort of consistency.
Well, are you functional? So you wake up at 4...
Yeah, I got up at 4, I laid in bed for 30 minutes, and then got up, had a cup of coffee, and went to the gym.
Okay.
And then, like, had to come back. But because on the weekend, we have to get up that early anyways for the shits, the markets.
Right.
So I think I'm just going to start. I mean, I already did that. I used to not wake up at 7 o'clock every morning, and then I did it for a long time and just became like,
right,
this is when I wake up.
Yeah, I mean, you can become a four, but that is...
So just scooch it up 3 hours.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, if you can do it, but that fucked... When I was a trainer, I had to wake up at 3:30 in the morning to go train a 4 a.m. client. Thankfully, the gym was like eight minutes from my apartment. But... And I tried, and, like, I could get up and do it, but I would have to take a nap in the middle of the day. Like, I couldn't go all the way and then go to sleep at 7:30 at night. I wish I could. And if I had that kind of schedule at the time, but then I would have nighttime clients, so that was fucked up. But you could probably do it as long as you're cool with going to sleep at 8 o'clock at night.
Which I'm not. So let's, new plan. Just don't sleep.
Yeah, I find sleep gets in the way of a lot of stuff.
Like sleeping.
Yeah. Well, you could take naps in the day. Because would you be able to take a 3 hour nap during the day so you can wake up and do stuff?
No.
No?
I mean, I'm going to try and do that after this, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Very anxious.
That's when I would get those really bad sleep paralysis dreams is when I would sleep in the middle of the day because you're so overly tired from waking up so early and then that's when
because I don't get sleep paralysis anymore. I just get like I'll fall asleep for like 5 minutes and wake up like full panty.
Yeah. Are you still taking that Valerian or whatever?
I'm out. I need more.
Yeah.
I need more sweet, sweet drugs.
Yeah, I took 5-HTP, and that was not good. So here's a tip. So 5-HTP
I've taken that before.
What did it do to you?
I don't think anything.
So I do not like it. Because with bipolar, I have a lot of serotonin and dopamine in my brain, and I forget that those are two different things, and they have two different effects on the brain. And so... But I'm more of a dopamine person. And I was doing a little research, and I'm like, okay, so I have serotonin. I have more than enough serotonin. The problem is dopamine that drops. That's the mania. That's 5-HTP creates serotonin, which is supposed to be it's good for depression. So I took it at night because I was like, oh, maybe this will help. And I think that's part of why I was sleeping for like 14 hours. I woke up when the nights that I took 5-HTP, I swear to God, I felt like I was on Molly all day. I could not. I was like in a. I was felt like I was going crazy, but because it doubled up my serotonin, which is what Molly does. And so 5-HTP, I do not recommend unless if you take a lot of it, you just walk around feeling like you're on drugs all day. It was not good.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know what it was. I just woke up and I was like, my God, I feel kind of tired and I don't feel like depressed, but I feel really like in a dreamlike state. And I was like, maybe I'll take more 5-HTP. So I took one more during the day because I'm like, it's natural. It's probably, but also like heroin comes from a plant.
I was going to say, I love that when people are like, it's natural. It's like most hardcore drugs are natural.
Yeah. It was not good. So 5-HTP, I did not like, but if you have low serotonin, I think it's good. So it does work. But it made me, I mean, I felt like I was so high that, and to the point of like almost like then like tremoring. I was doing research. So if you experience mania or bipolar or anything like that, do not take 5-HTP because it actually makes it way fucking worse. And I did
or
not
take
read.
So much of it, apparently.
Or take so much of it that you OD. Yeah, it's not fun. But, yeah, and I think I'm back to the normal, just regular crazy person stuff. Just the regular hyper stuff, which is why did you pause me?
Oh, because I just got an email from our fucking thing.
From what?
From our thing today.
Oh, from your TV spot? What's the email say? Great job.
My God. So
you really missed an opportunity to put a piece of food in your nose.
Yeah.
Love always.
Oh, my God. I would very much like someone to send that. To be like, hey, idiot. Why didn't you put that cookie in your nose, dumb?
You
dumb.
Had the fucking
Or you could have tried to get that fucking bug that's still in your ear out.
Yeah. So that thing is still in your ear?
Yes, it is. Something's what? In my ear.
Okay.
It's with my earbud, it's this sound. You know when you like plug an ear? Like when you're Mariah Carey singing, you know?
Yeah.
And you just need to get the levels right?
Right.
That's what it sounds like. That's what my voice sounds like to myself.
Maybe that's what the scratching sound is. Maybe it's
the bug trying to escape.
Scratching around. And I'm hearing that echo in my earbuds.
No, I just got a fucking wedding gig.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
From an email. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
When is the wedding?
I don't know. Some lady just, I'm going to look at it after.
Cool. So like a full, well, you got to find, but like a full cake and like everything?
I don't
probably.
Know.
Probably.
She wants tarts.
She wants what?
Tarts. No, it was like a person that works at the TV station.
Oh, cool. See? Look at that. Making shit happen in real time.
In real time. Guys, all our dreams are coming true. Our lives are falling apart, but our dreams are coming true.
Isn't this great?
We won't be around for it, but hey, someone will.
No. Preston will be like, so I'm going to have to finish this order because my girlfriend's died. Her brain was entirely eaten by a bug.
Entirely. It's crazy.
That's maybe, you could blame that on like loss of words, is that you've got a bug and they're just like munching on your brain.
Well, I was going to say, I think that's when we need to get really worried, is if I start speaking 100% correctly.
Yeah.
The bug's done some damage.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You were talking about, hold on. First of all, I want to go back to the story about.
Wendy's pointing at me. I'm in trouble.
Now I'm remembering something from the gym that I wanted to tell you that I'm fired up. My cake wore off.
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell you're fired up. She's leaning in hard and pointing.
I burned through all my cake and ice cream, and then my body is now burning into body fat for energy, which is how it works. And so now I just tapped into a new energy source. And so I'm like, great. I can ride this for a couple hours.
Minutes.
Yeah, it goes like 45 minutes, your body fat. And then after that, you have to do, that's what Gatorade is for. That's true. I know you know that. But listeners might not know that. After 45 minutes, anyway, see?
Everyone needs a Gatorade. After 45, Wendy is saying, every 45 minutes.
Yes.
You need a Gatorade Polar Ice.
Correct. The whole thing.
And you have to drink it before you hit 46 minutes.
Correct. Because
you have
a minute.
You have 60 seconds to get that Gatorade in you.
Right. I mean, because what are you going to do? You want to just burn off all your fat stores? No. What if there's a disaster? What if there's an emergency?
What if your boyfriend likes big butts?
Yeah, you need fat to survive. So every 45 minutes, you heard it here first. Let me give you some other terrible advice. These fucking trainers at the gym, the dudes are, all the men are overconfident and the women. And this reminded me of something that you said the other day to me on the phone privately, and you wanted to talk about it on the podcast. So
thank you. Good job.
Get into this.
Let's do it.
The men are overconfident. And I used to be a trainer. And so they come in and, you know, they're trying to just sell you training. So the dudes will come up and be like, what are you working on? And I'm like, fucking avoiding you. That's what I'm, yeah. I have earbuds in. That's what I'm trying to do. And I was like running. So I went the other day. I was like.
Into a wall. They were like, ma'am, please. Ma'am, are you okay?
Right.
I'm like, don't tell me what to do, man.
Yeah.
And he was like, no. What? Miss. I'm like, you have blood coming out of all places.
I got to finish my wall runs in the next 7 minutes because then I got to chug this Polar Ice. So you don't tell me what to do, Buster. I pay for this fucking membership. I'll do whatever I want. At $250 a month, you better believe I'm running into the walls covered in blood. I'm smearing my own blood all over every wall in every location that allows me in.
If I would do that, I would join Equinox. I feel like we haven't said the name of the gym in so long. I almost forgot what I almost said. Enterprise.
That works.
Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Right. That's why I'm really so tired. It's like, what kind of fitness routine are you doing? I just lift cars and tires and shit. It's like my
CrossFit?
Own personal.
So you're doing CrossFit.
Right. Enterprise CrossFit. It's the only
that,
gym where
now there's an idea.
Because
cross promotion.
Yeah, because you're exercising, and also then it's free because you then are, you actually, that's fucking genius.
Yeah, this is great. You rent a car from Enterprise. It does not work. You have to push it down the highway. You have to change a tire, and then to get the spare, you have to flip the tire you just took off.
Yep.
And there's no jack. You have to, use your own core strength,
right,
and leg butt muscles,
mm-hmm,
to get that car off the ground. This is another one of our $1 billion ideas.
Right. So you're doing, it's a total body workout. You're getting your core in. You lift the car up, and then it still doesn't work because while you have somehow found the strength to lift a vehicle, you don't have any knowledge of how to put this shit together. So after like an hour of struggling physically and lifting a car multiple times and flipping tires.
And emotionally, that burns calories.
Right. You go,
self-doubt,
oh, wait a minute. I don't even really
fear.
Know how to do this. And so then you have to run all the way back to the dealership. So that's cardio. It's a full body work. And then you're yelling, which is good. It's almost like yelling, if you look at it in a certain way, is like a breathing exercise. So it's very meditative.
True, yes.
Because you're deep breath in and exhale, stupid motherfucker, give me my money back. It's like a very, like, it's good, like, but you know, I think it's a great idea.
It's an excellent idea.
And most people, when they go on vacation, they gain weight. So if you're renting from Enterprise CrossFit, you burn.
I mean, not only will you lose weight, your whatever vacation you think you're going to have will be wildly different.
Yeah.
Because you'll never reach your destination.
Right.
So you're welcome. We're showing you new places, new things that you maybe would never have thought to do.
Yeah, it's an adventure. Yeah, Enterprise CrossFit. Make every day an adventure.
Adventure Rent-A-Car.
That, there you go. Ding, 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 ding. And I'm banging my hand on the table.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad you moved the mic.
Yes. Adventure Rent-A-Car.
Wendy's just showing off all of the many tables she's capable of owning in New York City.
Again, not owning. I'm capable of
affording someone else.
Affording rent in a place that was kind enough to provide a table.
So you are being charged.
100% I'm being charged for this table right now.
Yeah, which that's why we got to hit it.
Right. That's why I bang on this
get
table.
Get our money's worth.
And I bang my head into the wall at Equinox. I'm paying for this. Let me do what the fuck I want.
Let me bleed on it.
Right. Let me do this. Oh, so this cunt, let me get back to this asshole. So I was running. So I'm on the on the treadmill and I'm starting. He goes, hey, how's it going? He goes, I see you like you run on the treadmill a lot. And I'm like, maybe like 3 times a week. He goes, yeah, I never understood why people run on the treadmill. You're like training for something? Or are you training for like a marathon or something? And I already wanted to be like, buddy, I used to do what you do for a job. I get what you're trying to do. Back off. I go, nope, I just like running. And he goes, he's like, yeah, I never understood. I go, yeah, I know it's hard on a lot of people's joints, but my constitution is just, and then I go, I was a trainer for years. So like I'm pretty in tune with my body.
Oh yeah, where?
Yep.
Knew it.
And I said, adventure rent-a-car. Ever heard of it? I was a trainer, personal trainer and customer service trainer. It was all bad. And so this cunt, he says to me, he goes, yeah. He said, yeah, I just worry. He goes, you know, there was just a new study out
I'm already so done.
He goes, there was a new study out.
Do you read a lot?
Yeah.
Guy?
I know, it's for sure just this is what they, when I worked at 24 Hour Fitness, they just sent emails of like, here's some new bullshit study. Well, look, this podcast is really good and we're doing a good job and we're trying really hard, but a lot of the shit out there, they're just trying to, it's just content for content's sake.
Guys, lean in. This is just the three of us, your moms and you. It's just the three of us right now.
Right.
We have good advice. We care about you. Right. We do the research.
Mm-hmm.
I made a face at Wendy. But yeah. We could.
Well, and we do.
But we don't need to because we know. We intuitively know what's best for you.
Right.
And all these other motherfuckers.
They're just making sure. And if you go back, we do research. There are a lot of times where we fully stop engaging in the podcast and in any conversation to Google a singular item.
True. And it's always worth it.
Right. So
it's always important.
Not only will we do the research, we have done it and brought the conversation.
There's proof. We have proof.
A screeching halt. But that's only because.
Hold on. Let me Google that. So how many times we've done. Google how many times we've done that.
But that's because we love you. But a lot of the shit out there, a lot of these podcasts, a lot of these quote authors, writers, columnists, they're just putting shit out because they just have to fill content. They just got to fill. And so a lot of these fitness articles, they're just trying to sell shit. By the way, we still have merch available if you want a mug. They're just trying to like sell products to you.
We also have a Patreon, $5 a month. Very good deal. Very good deal. If you want to see my tits, that'll be up already.
Yeah. So
listening to this episode, you can already see my tits. Full tits.
Right. So see, look, and again, and we're not here for that. We're not trying to sell you guys on stuff. We have it. If you want it, great. If not, that's fine.
No, mistersbakeshop.com. We do orders. I'll ship to PFG listeners.
Right.
But again, we don't want your money.
Right. We don't
need it.
We
need it so bad.
There's a difference between need and want. We all heard that growing up. Do you need it or do you want it? Do we want it? No. Do we need it? Desperately.
So. How did that just happen? Jesus Christ. So, turns out me and Wendy are very in tune when it comes to money.
Right.
We can totally speak right on, no practice, same time.
Right.
If it's about money.
Exactly. We're on message with that. So this cunt says to me, he goes, there's a new study that running, he goes, like long distance runners, people that run like an hour, if you run an hour a day or more, that these studies are coming out. Get ready for it.
That they're not fuckable.
Nope. If you run an hour or more a day, that it's like as bad for you as smoking. I know.
Oh my God, Guy.
I would,
my favorite thing would have been if you had like your gym bag and a pack of cigarettes next to you and you could have just lit a cigarette while running.
I mean,
like, so is this like a double negative where it's like extra good?
Right.
Because I'm doing both the bad things at the same time?
Right. Right. So they cancel each other out. So my lungs are getting stronger.
Double strength.
Right. He's such, and that's what we teach at Adventure Rent-A-Car. Double strength. That's the thing. In your car, while it doesn't work, there's a carton of cigarettes in there. Pall Malls, but it's still a carton of cigarettes.
Unfiltered Pall Malls. Every other rent-a-car company you can't even smoke in the cars anymore these days.
Right.
These days, you know? Ugh. All these PC liberals.
I know.
You can't smoke in your rental car.
All these libtards. We actually provide someone that will sit in the back and smoke if you
want. Yeah, you don't have to be a smoker.
Right.
We're not exclusively for smokers. Either Wendy or myself will come with you on your journey.
Right. We'll sit in the back.
And just chain smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. And tell
and
you.
Spill hot coffee on everything.
Spill hot coffee. You know, and Gatorade Polar Ice. That's the other thing. So we have a carton of Polar Ice in the back, which actually, because we're not going to provide a cooler.
A carton?
Everything's a carton.
Everything comes in a carton.
What is it, a case? I guess it would be a case.
Oh, yeah, not a carton.
Can I get a pack of Polar Ice?
I just need a pack of Polar Ice Light Blues.
Yeah.
What?
Wait. Oh, wait, the fruit punch. So a carton of fruit punch is on sale? Then I'll fucking I'd be an idiot not to.
I'll get a carton of the fruit punch.
Yeah. Do you know how much a single case of fruit punch is? A single pack of fruit punch in New York is like $15. In St. Louis, $4.
$4. It's crazy.
You're trying to fly back. Ma'am, you have five cartons of Gatorade? Yeah.
Yeah. Ma'am, you can't bring liquids on the flight.
It's a five-hour flight. I'm supposed to have one every 45 minutes. Do you want me to die? Oh, I'm sorry. Is this airline promoting anorexia? Oh, this is only for models?
Oh, I just peed myself a little bit.
Holy shit. Christ. So, but that was the one thing. So then that bothered me. This guy telling me running is the same as smoking. And I was like, no, it's not. Smoking's way cooler.
What did he say? Yeah, you were like, I don't look nearly as cool.
What?
Okay, we're going to get in. We have a serious, my toe ring just broke. This is a serious, thank God I'm going to be in California in 2 weeks. Oh my God.
I felt like a bug. You know what? Can I tell you honestly?
This is more important than the bug in my ear. I'll deal with the bug in my ear any day of the week.
Let me tell you what I thought happened. The way that you reacted and looked down out of frame, I thought a bug or a monster from a scary movie bit your toe.
Might as well have. Look, it's the thing.
Oh, that sucks. How long have you had
that? A few years. It's my second adult lady toe ring. I had my childhood toe ring that I lost. And then when I came home from Boston, I bought a new one. Yeah. So this is the second adult lady toe ring.
And where
are you not from a beach city in Southern California? You don't gauge your the chapters of your life via toe ring?
Yeah. That's most people do, right?
Oh, that's sad. How sad for you.
It's like the rings on the tree, but it's for you, it's the rings on your toes. That's how you measure.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that? Silver, gold? What are you doing for your toe ring?
Oh, silver. Classic silver. Okay. I'm not gaudy. I'm not some like, look at me. I'm just a simple woman. A sterling silver toe ring purchased at the Sawdust Festival in Laguna Canyon. A simple woman.
Right. Well, you can get more than one when you go back, or no?
No. What do you mean? That seems like something that a serial killer would do.
Buy more than one so
just
that when the other one breaks.
Toe rings?
Yeah.
No. I'm kind of pissed. This one's only been, this broke. I've never had I've lost them. I've never broken one. Oh, does that mean I'm getting so fat that my toe's getting fat?
Your toe
like
ring.
Instead of like the button on my pants, my toe ring just split down the seam.
Well, you're probably walking around a lot more on it there.
No, probably not.
You don't think?
No, I don't think.
I mean, I got to say, the last time I had a toe ring, I think I was in junior high. So I'm not really sure of but I don't wear sandals here.
What's it like not ever becoming a woman? What's that like? Is that a weird feeling for you?
Yeah, it is.
You're just like stuck in that adolescence.
Right, of just walking around.
Because you never bought your adult lady toe ring?
Yeah, I never, because I haven't found the right one. You know, I want to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to wait and have it be like, I want like, you know, like
a, she wants a toe ring for life.
Right. With like a, like a yellow gold diamond on it or something.
Yellow gold. Would that just be dirty? Like a dirty diamond?
I guess what I'm thinking,
yellow
canary
gold
yellow
diamond?
I was thinking of J-Lo's ring. You can tell how poor I actually am because I said a yellow gold diamond and you're like, well, so that's not even.
Real.
That's not real.
It's not real.
No. We're with you on all the stuff with the Gatorade every 45 minutes. We're with you guys. They're on board. As soon as a yellow gold diamond, they're like, I think, hold on. These broads might be full of shit.
I think they're poor. hold on. One sec.
I think they're poor.
I think they really do need our money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does. It feels strange to not, but that's just something I have to accept. Everyone has their own journey, and I'm just never going to be a fully mature woman.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. I'm sad for you. Doesn't your toe get cold walking around the streets of New York City without a toe ring?
Doesn't it get cold without cold metal wrapped around it?
Constantly? Yeah.
Yeah. Toe ring, I think is cute. I want to see how you enjoy your toe ring when you're living in your first full winter.
And I lived in Boston.
With a toe ring?
Yes. I'm not going outside barefoot or placing my toe ring in the snow for 2 hours, going upstairs, getting ready, coming back out, getting a frozen piece of sterling silver.
Right.
Putting it back on my foot. I'm bragging. I'm bragging about the sterling silver too much. You're right.
I know. We get it. You're rich.
You have $20 once.
And instead of spending it on food or something, well, the toe ring actually lasted you a couple years, so that's better than food.
Yeah, food lasts you. I mean, it's like a Gatorade polar ice. You need it every 45 minutes, but she's here, then she's gone.
Right.
You know?
And, yes, food sustains life, but what is the point of living if you don't have a toe ring?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Food sustains life, toll rings. Those are Tolkien rings. Those are Lord of the Rings inspired toe rings.
Yes, a toll ring.
A Tolkien ring.
Yeah.
They sustain your soul.
Absolutely.
And your toe.
Yeah. And then you are, you know, and then you are the master of that ring. And that's just a nice thing. You walk around.
And of your own toe.
Yes. Master of your toe, master of your destiny.
You know that old saying? That class. Okay, so we got to get back.
So the gym guy.
Said men are bullshit.
So he was full of shit, and now he's really cocky. And then the chicks. So today I was at the gym, and I noticed there were female trainers running around, and
on a treadmill.
Right, running around on a treadmill that they had faced to a wall. So they could just run, bounce against the wall, bounce off on the treadmill. So I was like, that's smart.
That's a great workout, too.
I was right. It's core, and it's dynamic because you're jumping. And that, well, and a lot of time, and I didn't want to, the one looked at me, and I was like, hey, I was like, that's pretty intense. And she was like, well, you might see me at Adventure Rent-A-Car. So I'm like, you know, word is out already.
Already.
That people are training specifically to come work for our company. And it's great. And we need all kinds of people. So if you want to work on the fitness part, that's great. If you want to work.
If you want to just rent a car.
You can just rent a car. If you want to be a smoker, I mean.
We need you in the back seats.
Yes. So we're taking applications. So send us your applications for Adventure Rent a Car. Anyway, this happened. Two different female trainers walking up and down the stairs. They're making like a sharp turn. They're looking down, not at their phone, but looking down like submissively at the ground.
Like out of shame.
Right.
Out of a deep shame.
Like looking down and then almost like ran into me or knocked into me. And both times I was like, I said, oh, excuse me. I said, excuse me. And both times they said, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, fuck. And I wanted to grab the 119. She's probably 19. I wanted to grab her and shake her and go, don't apologize.
Yeah.
You can say, excuse me, or put your head up when you walk. So that's the one thing, like, yeah, no, you're fucked up because you should be looking where you're going. So that is your fault. But don't say, I'm sorry. Say, excuse me. Don't apologize for your existence, especially because they're working around a bunch of those asshole dudes. And I used to work in that environment and it sucks. And then I remembered, this was on my way back to record. And I was like, I go, oh, I gotta remind Megan to tell me that story.
Because this was a thing. Okay, this was a thing that happened a couple weeks ago. And I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. But then we got distracted by, I'm sure, some other sort of genius ideas that were way more important. Go back and listen. I'm sure they're there.
Absolutely.
They might be hidden, but they're there. So we never got to it. And then I told Wendy about this. We were at a market. And I wish everyone the best starting your own small business. It's fucking super hard. Whatever. We were at a market and there's these people there. Whatever. They weren't super, super polite. They weren't super friendly. And it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like being in entertainment or anything. Any job, the way I've always looked at every job is you don't know who's going to be anywhere in 10 years. So even if you're just not at your core a genuine and nice person, that you just do think of other people and want to be nice, fucking fake it. Because right. You don't know who's going to be successful and who's not. And if you're a dick to somebody and they're successful, trust me, they will remember that you're an asshole.
Right.
So we're at a market and these guys are kind of rude. I mean, whatever. It was whatever. So we're leaving and they block the entrance. So everybody, there's one in and one out, right?
Okay.
So to get your vehicle in, and I mean, there's people from farms that have like huge trucks and like meat purveyors that have all these like huge, you know, like freezing contraptions and stuff that need to get stuff packed. So they don't pull in, they just block the entrance. They pull their van up and straight up like perfectly block the entire entrance so no one can come in or out. And so I'm talking to another person and I was like, are they for real? And he was like, I mean, somebody has to say something. And I'm like, yeah, like this is crazy. They weren't even done like packing up their shit, which you're not supposed to like move your car in until like everything's packed up. So you could just like in 5 minutes load everything, you know?
Yeah,
just like you came to market. It's also, that's just common sense. Like you're not going to fucking, it's rude. If there's other people, whatever. So they're just taking their time. And it got to the point, like, Preston went to get the car and this other guy went to get his car. And I walked over to them and I was like, hey, could you guys move your van because no one else can get in? And they're like, oh, yeah. Like, kind of shitty and dismissive. And I went, oh, thanks so much. Sorry. And then I stopped myself. And I was like, oh, my God, wait. I did not mean to say I'm sorry. I did nothing wrong. I shouldn't have apologized.
Wait, you said that
and
to them?
And I walked away. Yes. I was so mad at myself. I was mad at myself for like a week that I said I'm sorry to them. Because it was just like, that wasn't even a thought that went through my brain. It just happened.
Right.
Like, it's not like I thought about saying it and then said it. I asked men to do something. They were in the wrong.
Correct.
They were 1,000% in the wrong. They should have apologized to me and to everyone else there.
Right.
Everyone was pissed. I just happened to be the person that went over to say something first. Someone else would have said something if I didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like people were mad. Someone else was going to go over and be like, are you dude? Like, and that's the thing. If a man had done it, they'd have been like, guys, are you fucking kidding? Like, could you move your van?
Right.
Like, that's super rude. That's how another man. Instead, I go up, I'm like, all meek. Hey.
Like, hi.
I'm so sorry. You guys move your thing? When I apologized, I felt gross. I felt gross.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing to apologize for. It's the same thing all the time. Women constantly apologize for everything.
Yeah, it drives
the amount of times I apologize for nothing. That was one of them where I was like, oh, my God, fuck. Wait, no, sorry. I shouldn't have said sorry.
And then, like, yeah, well, then like, well, that's my sister.
I'm apologizing
that.
For apologizing.
Right. And so then it's like, fuck, damn it. I mean, wait. I mean, OK, so hold on. Let me backtrack. They're like, we'll move our car. And you're like, no, you're not going anywhere until I figure this out.
Yeah,
I'm.
Do you have some graph paper?
Yeah. So hold on. So I'm sorry That I'm not, but I'm not. So, I, but if I'm double sorry, that means those cancel each other out. So,
so I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry to myself. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh God. But I, God damn it. I get. Hold on. Wait a minute. Again, don't move. Don't move. I know I asked you to move, but please don't leave because we got to figure this out.
We got to figure this out. I no. This goes with my whole of not letting men interrupt you. Stop apologizing and don't let men interrupt you. Just fucking stop it.
Yeah, well, you were talking
about... This is an active thing I'm, like, trying to adopt into my life, and it's really hard.
And, well, and did
it's
you...
shockingly difficult. Like, it's a conscious decision you have to make.
And didn't you start practicing...
On Preston's dad, yes.
Yes. In the home.
In the home, where I'm uncomfortably living, yes.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm fucking tired of men interrupting.
Yeah.
Because it happens all the time. Like, we do each other... When women do each other, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, oh. If you ever think about it, if you are talking to a guy at a bar about bullshit and he asks you a question, you start answering and he interrupts you, just keep talking.
Yeah.
And see what happens. Because I guarantee you he will probably also keep talking.
Right.
Expecting you to stop.
Yeah, that's a fun experiment. We should.
It's a very fun experiment.
All the
also, if you apologize to someone for when you don't need to, say, you know what? I did not mean to say I'm sorry.
Yeah. I like, well, that will not, but let's check your surroundings before
no,
you do that.
No, do not. No, just lean in.
Just real hard.
At a funeral. I'm sorry. Wait, I didn't mean to say I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, I didn't kill your dad. You're like, wait, well, what the fuck? You're like,
what
I'm
the
sorry.
Fuck?
I'm sorry. I'm listening to this new podcast and I'm sorry. I'm like on
it's
edge.
It's not new. It's been, I mean, it's new in listenership.
Right. They're just on. People are just walking around in scenarios like there's a car accident and someone's like, oh, my God, I have to be taken to the hospital. And you're like, I'm so sorry. Oh, wait. Actually, that's an example of a time. Even if you did hit another person, that's a real thing. Never apologize at the scene of an accident, even if you're at fault.
This reminds me of a manager I had at a restaurant that used to do that. Like if like food came out cold or whatever or wrong or anything. And you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll figure this out. You'd be like, never apologize to the customer.
Well,
they'd be like, what?
That's different.
What? He's like, cause then you're accepting blame. And I'm like, no. Well, also it's not their fault. Their food's cold.
Right. Also, like, you're like, there's
what?
Clearly, there's only one party that's here. She's like, you're like, have you been, was that guy like convicted of multiple crimes and was just hiding it? That's a fucking criminal thing.
Never say you're sorry.
Never admit anything.
Love means having to never say you're sorry. Is that it? Is that what people, yeah. Is that the bullshit thing people tell themselves?
They're like, hi, I want to talk to someone about my eggs are cold. And you're just like, I'm sorry, I can't discuss this without a lawyer present. Excuse me?
Yeah. And then I'm like, you know what? I take back saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, I change my mind. I'm not sorry. And those eggs are hot. And you fucking figure it out. Jesus.
It's been 44 minutes. I got to run in the back and find my Gatorade polarized before I hit 46.
I know. Sorry, I'm real on edge. My sugar's dropping below 400.
Goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy bar.